He's not through now. He says always. Not just sometimes, but always in every prayer of mine. That is, every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy. Now, the you all makes it very clearly, again, that Paul is speaking now to all of the saints that are in the church, not to Syntyche's group or not to Euodias' group or not to this little clique or that little clique, but he's writing to the total church there, the corporate body in the local church. He says, for you all. Now, he uses that expression again, verse 7, you all, and then verse 8, you all, and he uses it quite frequently. Now, the very interesting thing, and I guess I'll have to say this, and you folk that are listening to me north of the Mason-Dixon line, you listen very carefully now, because this is a great theological point I'm making. On the basis of this, I assume that Paul, I can tell you where he came from. I assume he was a Southerner, because he says you all, and we other folk could use that expression, only we don't use it for singular. We use it for plural, that is, most of us do. And then I can even tell you what state he came from, because over in Romans he says, I reckon. And you know who says that. Texans say that. So I can tell you where Paul came from. He came from the South. He came from Texas. He uses you all and says, I reckon. Now, friends, I recognize that I have now given you a great theological point that probably you wouldn't be able to pick up anywhere else, but we're delighted to be able to pass this on to you. But I think maybe we better go to something a little bit more important. Always, in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy. It was Benkel that said, the sum of the epistle is, I rejoice, rejoice ye. And actually, I think that that could be put on a placard, and this would be a good time to have a protest. And the protest would be to every church now, Paul says, I rejoice, you rejoice. This is something for believers. He's saying to them, you rejoice. Now, when you find out where Paul is, you can see how important that is. He's going to tell us again and again, I rejoice. You know where he is? Well, he's over in Rome in prison. He's probably not in the Mamertine prison at this time, but he's in a place equally as disagreeable. And I never felt in that day the Romans went in with the idea of trying to discipline prisoners. They were punishing them, which was quite accurate. That was always the thought until we've got this new idea in our day, which is entirely incorrect. And it is the thing that's produced lawlessness on the outside. Why, today we're becoming a nation of criminals. Why? Because we're trying to make criminals on the inside of prison as nice and sweet as those on the outside. And by the way, we've just about accomplished that. But it's certainly put more criminals on the outside than we've ever had on the inside of prisons today. Now, we have here this very wonderful thing, rejoice. And I've never felt like, just because this word occurs 19 times, that we should say that this is the joy epistle. Well, I felt like if you're going to pick out the word that occurs more than any other word, take the name of Jesus Christ. His name appears over 40 times in the epistle, and he's the center of this epistle, and he's the one that is the very source of joy. And therefore, the emphasis should be put upon him and not joy. We're trying today to produce joy in the church by external means. You know, we have a program that we tell folk, come, you'll enjoy it. We have a banquet, and folk always enjoy a banquet, so we have joy, we say. But that actually is not joy, because joy does not depend on outward circumstances. It depends upon the inward condition of the individual. It depends on what is a common expression today, a proper attitude. What's your attitude toward life? If you are complaining and whining today about your lot in life, why, certainly, you're not going to have joy in your life. You may be able to go to a church banquet and have a little fun, but you're not going to have joy. But when you and I get to the place where we find ourselves in the center of the will of God, and regardless of where it is, we know we are in God's will, then there'll be joy in our lives. So Paul could say here, I make requests for you all, and I do it with joy. Paul said the time of prayer was not a time of, you know, of, oh boy, we've got to go through this ordeal again of praying for these individuals. Paul says, well, this was just a lot of fun for me to pray for you Philippians, and in jail, it brought joy to my heart.